You are listening to the Let the Money Talk podcast, a podcast that provides the latest analysis of SGX company insights. In this episode, our research experts will provide the most insightful analysis in the market.
Thank you for joining us in this podcast. My name is Glenn Thumb, research analyst with Phillips Securities Research. And in this episode, I'll be covering Silver Lake X's first quarter results. Our report was dated 16th November 2022 and titled Project-Related Revenue Surges. First quarter 23 earnings of 57.6 million ringgit were in line with our estimates at 28% of our full year 23 forecast. The 64% year-on-year surge in earnings came from higher software licensing and software and hardware sales, offset by lower software project services. Key highlights include project-related revenue comprising hardware software licensing and software project services, increasing 107% year-on-year due to the delivery of new software licensing deals in Indonesia and Thailand, and the ongoing implementation of two new Mobius contracts. The positives include project-related revenue increasing by 107% year-on-year. Software licensing revenue spiked more than sixfold year-on-year to 39 million ringgit. It was largely contributed by the delivery of new software licensing contracts and banking deals secured in Indonesia and Thailand. However, this was offset by software project services revenue decreasing 31% year-on-year to 14 million ringgit. Secondly, Silver Lake's order backlog remains healthy. Silver Lake's project pipeline is healthy at 2.1 billion ringgit, an increase from the fourth quarter's 22's project pipeline of 1.9 billion ringgit, with a healthy order backlog of 400 to 450 million ringgit. Silver Lake is beginning to close more deals and is witnessing an uptick in inquiries about its financial services, market solutions, and capabilities. Looking at the negatives, recurring revenue dipped 2% year-on-year. Maintenance and enhancement services fell 8% year-on-year to 109 million ringgit, as maintenance revenue was stable. Enhancement services revenue fell due to delays in work order sign-offs or acceptance by customers, missed revenue recognition in the first quarter of 2023. Nonetheless, this was offset by insurance ecosystem transactions and services revenue increasing by 74% year-on-year as the vehicle claims processing activities recovered, as well as increased revenue from new operations in Japan and the UAE. Revenue from retail transactions processing also increased 229% year-on-year, mainly due to higher subscriptions by pharmaceutical and retail customers in Malaysia and Singapore. As for the outlook, Silver Lake's Mobius banking platform remains a differentiator. Launched in 2020, Silver Lake's Mobius cloud banking software allows banks to roll out new digital products in a targeted and timely manner. Mobius also allows banks to use existing core banking software and propel them to new digital products. Furthermore, Silver Lake's recurring maintenance and enhancement revenue contributed to more than 70% of FY22 and 65% of the first quarter 2023's revenue, and it grew at a CAGR of 4% despite the COVID-19 pandemic. Silver Lake's core banking software, the Silver Lake Integrated Banking Solution or SIBS, and continuous maintenance and enhancements provide a steady stream of recurring business for the group. We maintain our buy recommendation with an unchanged target price of 49 cents. Our FY23 estimates remain unchanged. Our target price is pegged to 20 times FY23 PE. It is at 80% of peer valuations of around 25 times PE, and is 12% higher than Silver Lake's historical average PE of 17.9 times. In our view, Silver Lake should trade at a higher premium to its historical PE with the introduction of Mobius and the resumption of bank IT spending after the pandemic.
Thank you very much for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please forward it to others, share it on social media, and leave a review. Follow this channel to hear our other podcasts. This podcast was prepared by Phillips Securities Research Private Limited. The information provided in this podcast is solely for educational purposes and should not be considered as financial advice. The views, statements, or opinions are made on behalf of Phillips Securities Research. The information and any analysis, forecast, projections, expectations, and opinions contained in this podcast have been obtained from public sources, which Phillips Securities Research believes to be reliable. This report is intended for general circulation only and does not take into account the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs for any particular reason.